Hi there. This message is on the topic of words and the power they have in our life, and some ways that we might talk about insight that we can gain from them. So I'm not talking here about intention setting, or at least not conscious intention setting. And I don't have a teaching to share here. I have a story, and then we can decide how we want to go from there. So earlier today, I had this unexpected and very unusual phone call and ended up having this conversation with a family member that covered really meaningful and emotional topics. So when I got off the phone and I had to get right back to work, I was sitting at my desk and realizing that I had emotion just coursing through my body and my belly was really tense. And as I was noticing this, that's when I realized I'm having an experience that I just spoke of. So a week or two ago, I was creating one of these messages, and I used an example that I felt I just drew out of thin air. And the example was, you may be seated at your desk and you have a phone call that after you hang up, you realize has caused tension in your body. And so instead of just getting right back to work, here's some practices that you could do to create a state change. So today I find myself in that situation and I do the practices. That was really great, but I was also super struck by the connection of my words and then now my experience. So it caused me to think of other times in my life, just like it might you, times when there is a relationship between our words and our life. And we could take this on the topic of, oh, okay, what's the connection? Are we talking about precognition or intuition or co-creation or what have you? And those are all really interesting topics, and I would love to chat about those too. But I feel like there's also something here in the other stories in my life that this one prompted. They were more about the words themselves. And certainly one angle on that is when we use words with emotion and belief and repetition and certain formats, we might find that we have a greater connection between the words and the results in our life. And that's super interesting too. But, you know, in this case, for instance, I really didn't have anything conscious and there wasn't a lot of that sort of added energy around the words. So, you know, you might chalk it up to a simple precognitive insight, but if I were to take the time to tell some of the other stories, and I hope that you'll think through your own, there's really a lot of interesting angles on this. And so I thought maybe you could drop me a note or do one of these voice memos with a story that it prompted for you or an angle on this that you really like to cover either in your own teaching or in your own life. And yeah, we'll just go from there. Many good wishes to you.